any more copies of X-Men 240?
Do you mean Uncanny X-Men, regular X-Men, X-Men Legacy, X-Men Original Run?
The new release.
Were there any on the shelf?
I didn't see any.
Then we're probably sold out. You should have been here sooner.
It's 2 o'clock on a Wednesday.
Our club members have their books pulled Tuesday nights and aren't bothered with having to pull their own titles. For an annual subscription fee of only $30.
I know all about your club. I don't get enough comics to make it worth the fee.
Well, then we'd be happy to back order it for you.
That'd be great. I'd really appreciate it.
For a small fee.
Never mind.
Well, if it isn't Stewie, how much longer are you going to toil away in that hellhole you call a store before you call it quits and get a real job?
Well, if it isn't Darth Competent, Dark Lord of the Sith. You know, with insults like that, I'm going to start mistaking you for my wife. Except you're far more feminine than she is.
Darth Competent? That's a new one. And far more complimentary than I'm used to from you guys. Though it doesn't say much about your wife.
Not when you consider that the films always remove the N from the names. Invader, Insidious, Incompetent.
Well, what about Darth Maul?
That's Phantom Menace. It barely counts as Star Wars.
And how is Neil's comic and video emporium, which isn't owned by a man named Neil, and barely counts as an emporium?
It's more of an emporium than this place is a den. And you know how it's going, thanks to your latest act of sabotage.
Ooh, sabotage. Such a nasty term.
What would you call tearing down all our flyers and scheduling a gaming tournament on the exact same night as ours?
Good business sense and strong marketing?
You're right. Tearing down the flyers implies a much more masculine act than you're capable of.
You can't prove we tore down your flyers. And who uses flyers in this day and age anyway?
Well, not all of us can manage to undercut our competitors and gouge our customers at the same time. We'll give you and the Emperor credit. That takes some talent.
That's Mr. Lyons to you, Graham to myself, and a few other close friends.
Hate to break it to you, Seth, but you aren't his close friend. You're his brother-in-law. And without that fact, I have serious doubts you'd be running a lemonade stand, let alone one of the branches of his chain of stores.
The head branch. Thank you very much.
Either way, this is a new low, even for you guys. I thought sewer lines ran low. You couldn't just leave us alone. You had to mess with our event.
Don't think of it as messing with your event. Think of it as saving the gaming community from a night of boredom. I mean, who wastes their time with RPGs anymore? Doesn't RPG stand for Retired Player's Game? All that time wasted. Crafting a character from scratch? You could buy a deck of cards or hop in a video game instead.
You like card games because you can buy a winning deck that destroys your competitors without having to work for it.
Much as it is in real life.
Well, no matter what you and the Emperor try, you're not going to get a monopoly in this town. We're here to stay.
Oh, that's adorable. You're like the little engine that couldn't.
Your master calls, Darth. You'd better answer, or the Emperor may find a new Dark Lord to take your place.
You know, Stewie, you are what the scientific community would call a Maximus Phalus Ignorans.
That's funny. You're what the general population calls a dick.
Oh, and good luck with your tournament tonight. You'll need it. Yes, Mass. Graham, what can I do for you? I'm sorry, Mr. Lyons. You're right. I do know better.
Worst insult ever. Excuse me.
Yes?
I couldn't help but overhear your conversation with the manager over there. I know that Neil's comic and video emporium over on 5th has plenty of X-Men 240s in stock.
That place is still open? I heard it closed down months ago.
From the Dark Lord of the Snakes in the Grass over there, I'll bet.
We'll see. I've been looking for an excuse to stop buying the dumb things. I'm getting too old for comics anyway, and I think you just gave me the right reason.
Well, it never hurts to stay young. If you change your mind, keep us in mind. Have a good day.
It's a little late for that.
Hey, Don Quixote returns from tilting at windmills.
Did you learn anything?
Nothing new. The lying den continues to live up to its name.
They took down our flyers?
Took the flyers, booked an event with the direct intent to steal business from us, and bragged about peeing on the embers of our business.
You know what we should do? We should go over there and sabotage them somehow. Fight fire with fire.
And how do you propose we do that? I mean, they already treat their customers like second-class citizens, charging fees and penalties for practically walking in the store. And they keep going back.
Kinda reminds me of the banking system and the government.
Oh, come on. The government's much more honest.
We aren't going to do anything to them because that's not our style. As dirty as they play, we don't sink to their level.
Yeah, you're right.
Besides, I already tried to steal one of their customers, but I got to him too late. He was already too demoralized to save.
You didn't.
It was a moment of weakness.
So what are we going to do? I've got character sheets for 30 players and an adventure all planned out.
I hate to admit it, but we might want to just consider canceling.
Well, store stays open till 9 anyway, so it's not like it'll cost us any extra to see if anyone shows up. And it's not like the three of us get paid extra either way.
Yes, dear?
Did it just get colder in here, or is it just her?
Yes, dear.
You know she can hear an insult and hold it against him from 50 yards away?
Whether there is an actual insult made or not.
Shh!
No, dear. I wasn't telling you to shush. I was talking to the guys. The number of customers we currently have in the store doesn't make a difference. I'm the manager and need to be here. No, dear. I'm not getting uppity. I'm just stating a fact.
Oh, he's in trouble now. Those two no dears in a row.
Don't worry. He'll follow it up with a yes, dear, next.
Yes, dear.
Told ya. Anytime you hear anyone say dear that much, somebody's about to get shot.
I know that I'm a failure as a provider and a worthless excuse for a man. You remind me often enough that I'm not able to forget. Yes, dear, that time I was getting uppity. Yes, dear, I realize that we'll be continuing this when I get home. But remember that we have our event tonight and I won't be home until late. Yes, dear, you'll wait up for me. I'd expect nothing less. Goodbye. God, it's a good thing I love her. Because at times, I really can't stand her.
We bought you the one-way ticket to Canada. You're the one that didn't use it.
And it's not like she's changed over the past 10 years. She's the same woman you dated.
Yes, she is.
Have you thought about going to see a shrink over these masochistic tendencies?
About 4 times a day. But then my thoughts are interrupted with her yapping. But look at the bright side. She convinced me to go ahead with a tournament tonight. I don't care if it's just the three of us. We're gaming tonight. This is just depressing.
You said you didn't care if it was just the three of us.
That's one of those things you say when you're trying to prove a point. It's not like I actually wanted it to be just the three of us. Sorry, Clyde.
Hey, guys!
Norm!
Am I early?
Technically speaking, you're 15 minutes late. But who's counting?
Apparently, you are.
Your timing is fine either way. Now, which would you rather be? A female brick, a male energy projector, or a female mentalist that pretends she's a male?
Those are my only choices?
I thought you said you had 30 characters put together.
Yeah, but these are the ones that were supposed to be working together. The others were in different branches of the adventure.
Jer, show the man all the choices. We'll improvise.
Okay. But don't blame me if you need a key component and it's not there.
Don't worry, we will.
Do you have any gadgeteer martial artists?
No, you can't be Batman.
How about Blue Beetle? Ted, not Dan or Jaime.
Just look through the sheets and see if anything interests you.
Hey!
Hey! Did you bring your little brother?
That sounded a lot creepier than you intended, didn't it?
Yeah.
I think what Jer meant to say was, it's great to see you. Did you tell your little brother about our event and he wanted to attend?
Yeah, something like that.
Yes, I told him about the gaming.
Great! Where is he? I'd love to...
He wanted to go to the Lion's Den instead. I guess they had something going on tonight also.
Really? I hadn't heard.
So, what brings you by?
That other place was way too crowded, so I thought I'd stop by and see how things were going here. So, where is everybody?
You're looking at him. We were about to get started.
Oh. Okay, what kind of characters do you have available? You wouldn't happen to have any female bricks, would you?
You're gonna play? With us?
Is that a problem?
No problem at all. One briquette coming up.
Ooh, pizza.
Okay, it's official. I think I'm in love.
Join the club.
Hey, Stu.
Yeah?
Remember your wife?
Oh, yeah. Canada, anyone?
You have been listening to Role Players, Episode 1, Games People Play, starring, in order of appearance, Brian Gilbert as Gene, Mike Mize as Jer, and Roger Kelly as Stu. This presentation also featured Louise Francis as the UPS girl, Steve Kane as Norm, Andy Griever as the comic book store customer, and Eric Griever as Seth. Role Players is a production and property of Timewell Electronic Recording Productions, copyright 2011. Games People Play was written by Jim Caswell, Kat Rybarski and Eric Grishiva. Music was composed and produced by Paul Mitchell. This has been a Twerps Online presentation.